can you feel like that I'm trying to grow old? I don't know when I've been as nervous about a message. I got two or three different places to read this morning. And I'll do my best to preach to you the word. I guess I feel like probably young preacher never preached much. But anyway, you have your Bibles. I want you to follow with me as I go along. And I'm going to take my time. And when you get home next week, you restudy the scripture that I'll read to you this morning. And St. Luke's Gospel, 24th chapter, we're going to start reading at the 44th verse. We'll read the reverse and then we're going to go on somewhere else. I'll tell you where we're going. I've read this before. I preached from this part of the scripture that I read to you. I never preached before, but I read it, pondered on it, thought about it. 44th verse. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the laws of Moses, and in the prophecies, and in the Psalms concerning me. Now, of all of the scriptures in the prophecy and the law of Moses, he said, concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand these scriptures. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to rise from the grave, from the dead, the third day, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. I'm going to try to preach to you this morning the promise. The promise that he was talking about in that day to the disciples was the Holy Ghost. He said, my Father will not leave you comfortless, but he'll send a comforter, which will lead you and guide you into all the world, into all the truth. Now, as time went on, he said, repentance must be preached and remission of sin in all nations, and it's still needful today that we are preached to. I need to be preached to. You need to be preached to. The lost man needs to be preached to. You hear people say, well, we don't need the preacher, we don't need the preached word, I know enough of the scripture myself. Jesus said we must be preached to. Going on. Time went on and the apostles, they preached the word. They was endeared with power from on high. And they set out on their journey to preach to a lost and dying world. Let's go on to Acts. The 13th chapter of Acts. And if you'll notice, in the 4th and the 13th chapter and the 4th verse, so they be being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. That was Paul and Barnabas. Two men was called from on high to go out and preach the word. But the Holy Ghost have got here, which is to lead us and guide us and teach us what we ought to do. So the Holy Ghost is sent Paul and Barnabas to preach the word. Let's look in the 38th verse of the same chapter. We'll remain in the same chapter. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. Now, yes, these men was sent, led, and motivated by the Holy Ghost. They begin to preach concerning our Lord and Savior, concerning Christ, which sent them out, and they went as far with them as he could go. I've opened their understandings about the Scripture. I repentance I must be preached. And the forgiveness of sin is come through by the way of repentance. Whether we've been saved 40 years, when we just got saved, we still need we need the forgiveness of sin. It's still just as real today as it was back in them days. Whenever Paul and Barnabas set forth on their journey to preach to them the forgiveness of sin. Ain't it good to know that we still have it? Ain't it good to know that men are still being called by God and sent out to do their work that the Holy Ghost is bidding them to do? And I could say a lot of things of what I would do or what they are to do. Brother, I don't know what you ought to do. I listen unto the Holy Ghost. I comes to you and directs you where you need to be and what you need to be doing. Let's go on. Just a little further, the 44th verse. Now they had been preaching to them, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And then Paul and Barnabas, waxing bold, said, it was needful that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but sin, ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life. We turn to the Gentiles. I'm glad that whenever that the Jews they judge themselves unworthy to be to the Paul. I listen I'm here to tell you whether you've been called as a preacher, you might have been called as a prayer warrior, you might have been called as a witness, you've been saved and sanctified and redeemed from sin. You've got a witness concerning this man that's called Jesus. You think we don't need to be preached to? I need to be preached to. That lost boy or girl out yonder, I need to be preached to. I know today we live among men, brother, that's so set up on a pedestal and think himself, I don't need the precious word of God. I preach and under the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Brother, listen, we need it. We need it bad.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what. The Bible said that the next day they was wax bold. They faced a lot of troubles. They faced a lot of trials and a lot of disappointments. And nobody had a word to them. They was out there and they was following and doing what the Holy Ghost commanded them to do. So they done it. They just waxed bold and spoke more plainer. I would like to be in that assembly that day whenever they preach concerning our Savior Jesus Christ the remission of sin. Listen, to tell them Jesus loves you, and they turn to the Gentile. You know, he come to his own first, and his own received him not. Boy, listen, let me tell you, when he comes to you, you turn him away, he won't fool with you. Listen, it'll be by the grace of God that you will ever come back to you again. I mean, if he's got a work to do for you and you turn him away, brother, listen, then he will just turn to somebody else. I refused to preach to you this morning. He will have somebody ready to preach to you. But we need to take heed to the preached word of God. Oh, listen. Almost the whole town come out to hear of Paul and Barnabas preaching the forgiveness of sin to a lost and dying world. And they whenever they saw the multitude coming to hear the preached word of God, then they was filled with envy and began to speak blasphemy things against Paul and Barnabas, saying, I don't know what they're saying, but they were saying things like they're not true. They judged themselves to not be worthy of everlasting life. Listen, if there's ever been a time that we lift the word of God up and lift it up high, brother, it's the day I wish we live. The same Holy Ghost that he sent from Jerusalem, this son is still lives and reigns today and still guiding his people. And listen, the word of God, when it's settled and it's seized, to never be preached again, there won't be nobody here. Listen, the saints will be gone home. Listen, then all hell shall be sank.
Wow.
Listen, shall be poured out on the earth. What manner of person ought we to be? We ought to be holy people, hungry, thirsting to hear the precious word of God. the forgiveness of sin. I don't care what you've done or where you go. My brother, you need to know that He still loves you and He will still forgive sin. Ain't that wonderful? Almost the whole town went out to hear the priest's word. And as they listened, happily, Jews began to mock them and I'll speak bad words against them. I'm here to tell you today, you won't have no trouble about the cold-hearted sinner concerning the preached word of God. It will be the fanatics, the Christians, not Christians, but the religious people. Across our land and country, these are people, these Jews, they was religious people, Christians is saved people and set apart. We have religious people and they are making trouble from God's people everywhere. Still today, they'll make trouble for you. But still today, He loves us. We obey His word. Listen. I've actually heard people say, I don't need to preach word. I know enough of it to get home. According to the word of God, we need to hear it. Preached in the demonstration of the power of God. And He's still calling people, still sending them out. And I believe He's got witnesses. He's got prayer warriors. Listen, working hand in hand.
Yeah.
In the realm of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to drop another verse on you. All of my time, I always wonder, and we're coming to a close, I always wonder, man, why whenever He led them out from Bethany on the day that I told them that repentance must be preached. He led them out and lifted up His hands and blessed them. He took a flight, but they had to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon them, which was the promises of God. I wondered so many times, why didn't He give it then? Why didn't He give it there? You read. I'm going to let you read it for yourself. 7th chapter of John and the 39th verse. But this spake He of the Spirit, which they that believed on Him should receive of the Holy Ghost, which was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. I believe when He got back home, when I believe the Father glorified Him, He come from among the sins of the world. He was safely saved at home. He didn't have to deal with sin and Satan anymore. And He was glorified and sin the Holy Ghost among men to lead us and guide us. And I'm glad He's still here today leading us and guiding us, directing our path. I'm glad for that today. I don't know what you got out of the message, but when the Lord lays something on my heart, I don't do nothing but deliver it. Then when I deliver it, it's up to you. My hands is clear. Now I feel good. I'm not nervous no more. Listen, man, you talk about a time when this boy was called to preach the word. Everybody was giving me their opinion. And I didn't want to hear what they had to say, because I know there was something inside of me that was leading me that they didn't know nothing about. Listen, I know how it was for me. I don't know how it is for you. But I like to never settle down before I got my aim for to go. Finally, whenever church called me to pastor, and I got settled in my work, then I was satisfied. But until then, I was a bad case. I don't know why I didn't preach to you that this morning, but the Holy Ghost knows. I feel far less than. Maybe come get a song. 150.